Joining us now in our studios, we have the Executive Director of Health Finders, Charlie Mandilli, with us. Good morning, Charlie.
Morning, Jeff. Always great to be with you.
Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. I just realized it's been a while since we've talked, but you have a growing family now. Congratulations.
Yes, little Lorenzo, 7 months old, doing great. Thank you.
All right. Let's talk about Health Finders. You have your gala coming up in a couple of weeks, and we'll get to that in just a moment or so. But I first want to talk about just check in with you and see how things have been going at Health Finders. Can you give us a kind of a thumbnail sketch of what's happened the last year?
We got a couple thumbs, so we'll work on it that way, right? No, it's been exciting times as usual. You know, I've been reflecting a lot on our church basement days. You know, we started as a volunteer free clinic in the basement of a church, and I don't think anybody really expected us to be where we are today, is just in terms of the breadth and the extent of services that we've been able to offer. And you know, we've really gotten here with the belief that, you know, health is happening out in the community. It's not just in the clinic. And our community really knows what makes them healthy and what their needs are. And so this last year, more than ever, we've really been engaging the community, our partners, organizations, other institutions in Rice County broadly, to understand what the needs are. And a lot of things have really kind of come our way, whether they've fallen through the cracks or a lot of folks are looking to us to fill the gaps for a lot of these needs.
And when I talked to you last year, you were starting a couple new initiatives, some new services and such. Yeah. How has that gone? And tell us about the progression over the past year.
Yeah, I think two of our programs that have really just been exemplary of filling a gap have been our mental health and substance use programs. Mm-hmm. We have bilingual therapists, both LADCs, alcohol and drug counselors, as well as mental health therapists. And, you know, really, for better or worse, they've been extremely busy, and we've been fortunate enough to really grow that capacity. And so, as with most things, it's not just about providing clinical care, but we've really worked with a lot of partners to provide a range of community-based services. As you might imagine, folks are struggling or challenged with mental health issues or substance use out in the community. And our goal with our programs is to really meet them there to help them change their trajectory.
That those two items have to be, as far as you know, the overall health of Rice County and really America in general, they've got to be two of the most urgent concerns for you.
They really are. Some people are calling it an epidemic. You know, I think the pandemic really highlighted a lot of these things and challenged us all, frankly. But whether it's youth, some of the statistics in youth mental health needs here in Northfield and Rice County are really staggering and scary, really. As a new parent myself, it's really tough to watch and see kids out there are struggling. And so, you know, a big part of anybody's overall health, I think, really starts with how are they feeling in their own mind, in their own heart. And I think that can really shade every single piece of their life. And so these programs have been critically necessary and frankly, life-changing. You know, our team just continues to go above and beyond. They're at a text call or out in the community. They do support groups at the high schools. The Key has been a great partner of ours to just do kind of chemical health support groups for folks. And the stories that come out of that, or the youth that come up to me, or the folks that have been impacted by this program, it's really remarkable what a difference our team has been able to make just by being there and doing their job.
Let's talk about that team. You'd mentioned the church basement days. Those were kind of bare bones, but how big is your team now? How has it grown? And how many, I would say, how many volunteers do you have? But you probably have so many volunteers you can't count.
Yeah, no, we've got about, I was just doing the math for 2022. Mm-hmm. We've got about 75 volunteers. You know, we had, going into the pandemic, many more, but a lot of our health system volunteers have really, they've been needed at their own jobs. Mm-hmm. And don't really, you know, don't blame them for having to do other things. But we still are very much a volunteer-driven organization. And our model, our bread and butter, is engaging the community and the resources that all of us have to build something that's greater than any one of us. And so a big part of that is, as we expand programs, you know, we have two or three or four anchor staff. Our mental and chemical health team has just phenomenal staff, tons of experience. Our treatment director, Lee Zuniga, has 20 years of experience working in the chemical health field and has brought all of that here to Northfield to help build our program. Kelly Nowak, our mental health director, behavioral health director, she also has tons of school-based experience and also just mental health experience. And, you know, they build around them with volunteers, interns, and others. And so, you know, our organization, as it's grown and added programs, we've really kind of kept that formula of building a core team in-house with tons of great experience, but also leveraging that with community support and volunteers.
Let's move on to the healthcare, the annual gala that you have. It's coming up, is it 2 weeks?
April 22nd.
22nd, so that would be about 3 weeks.
3 weeks out, celebrate the earth, celebrate the community, celebrate Health Finders. It's going to be our best yet. I know you've been a part of a few others, so I want you to be a part of this one too, to join us to celebrate. But this is really going to be a great, great night.
What give us the details?
Yeah, so we went with a theme here. It's kind of walk the red carpet, film Hollywood theme. There is going to be a red carpet, as I understand. Mm-hmm. So get your picture taken, get interviewed by local celebrities, and we'll be filming the red carpet on the evening. But really, the best part about this evening is this film theme has really opened up a lot of opportunities and intersections with our mission and our program work, where, you know, our commitment to elevating the voice of our patient communities and highlighting the stories that don't often get heard, this theme of film and video is really going to be a vehicle to do that. So I think you've probably seen, hopefully you've seen, in conjunction with the gala leading up to it for the next several Wednesdays, we're going to be doing film screenings in each of our communities, highlighting an important issue and topic in each of our communities, Northfield, Owatonna, and Faribault, and hosting a discussion, a panel of experts, so to speak, a facilitated panel to invite the attendees to ask and engage with questions about what themes that the films have represented mean in our communities.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Charlie Mandilli is with us from Health Finders. You've, in the past, used the gala as kind of a stepping stone, a launching point for some of the new things that you have or some of the needs that you have discovered and over the course of the last couple of years. Is there a particular funding that you're looking for this time?
You know, right now, I think our theme this year is really about elevating the voices of our communities and rallying folks around our missions. You know, I think there's capacity, you know, our medical and our dental programs still remain maxed out as capacity. You know, we'd hire dentists, dental assistants if we could, and they'd still, I think, be booked out for a couple months. And so we're really working on building out our physical space here in Northfield to accommodate those needs, but also some more urgent care medical needs. You know, our clinic is booked 6-8 weeks out sometimes. That it's really hard, particularly during cold and flu season, to meet those needs. So we're really looking to build that core capacity with this fundraising gala, but also more than anything, celebrate and highlight the stories of our work.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Once again, Charlie Mandilli is with us from Health Finders. Give us the venue and the time and where people can get tickets.
Yeah, healthfindersmn.org. We're going to be at the Armory. Please come on. We're accepting tickets now. It's selling out fast. We usually do get to capacity. We've ended up here because this is one of the few venues in town that can accommodate our large numbers. And so really we're hoping to get everybody who wants to come in. It'll be on April 22nd. As I said, it's really a night to raise important funds, but also celebrate our work. The other thing I just want to put on folks' calendar, actually, in 2 days on Wednesday, down at Imminent Brewing, is going to be our film screening, Hiding in Plain Sight, Youth Mental Illness. It's a phenomenal PBS documentary. We're going to have a illustrious, if I might say, panel moderated by Steve Underdahl, the president and CEO of the Northfield Hospital, who has a heart and a passion for this work as well, but also some of our staff, mental health, chemical health therapists, as well as staff at the CAC to give their, and the key, to give their take on youth mental illness in Northfield. So at 5:30 will be a screening, and then following the film, I think it lasts about an hour or so, there'll be a panel discussion, Q&A, and really just an opportunity to engage in this important topic with our work leading up to the gala. So Imminent this Wednesday at 5:30. Would love to see you there. And the great folks, Laura and Derek at Imminent, have going to be donating a portion of their profits to our work that night as well. But really, more than anything, come and engage with this important topic.
All right. And that's coming up this Wednesday at Imminent Brewing. Charlie, is there anything else about Health Finders or about the gala that we haven't covered yet?
So much, but really, you're going to have to buy a ticket and come and find out at healthfindersmn.org. You know, we only scratched the surface, the thumbnail, if you will.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it always.
Charlie Mandilli, once again, Health Finders, the executive director of that organization.